This is Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House Ways and Means Committee took testimony on 20 revenue-raising measures Wednesday, but voted on none, returning all of them to the calendar. Meanwhile, in House Appropriations, committee members continued to cross-examine officials about the budget crisis. Denham Springs Representative Valerie Hodges questioned Higher Education Commissioner Joe Rallo about the Board of Regents Trust Fund.
This is my first week on appropriations, so I'm trying to figure all of this out. We're sitting on $1.3 billion in a trust fund. There's no way that you could borrow from those funds. There's no way to,
it's a constitutional
to do anything
fund
with that money. It's just sitting there.
The constitutional fund that's protected, you just can't use it.
Media reports that have critiqued the pace of the session thus far did prompt some dialogue among House Appropriations members, like this from freshman Rick Edmonds of Baton Rouge.
We are in a crisis mode. Listen, right now, we shouldn't be making a whole lot of comments. Right now, our plates are full. We don't need any more criticism.
House Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger observed,
well, then revenue should not be a part of the discussion.
Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry then offered this.
The fiscal notes that came out last year on the revenue raisers that we passed clearly were not accurate because it not materialized the amount of money that we thought we would bring in. And I think that's one of the things that we have decided to do is make sure we have very accurate numbers going forward on any revenue raiser that comes up, that we actually have an accurate number of what's going to generate.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.